Part B.
Now, we will discuss the topic covered in the lecture we've just heard. Last week, I gave all of you a research assignment on actual examples of society that collapsed. Would you share your findings with us, Kelly?
Certainly. As it was mentioned in the lecture, the history of Easter Island is a good example.
Okay, please, go on.
People who settled on the island a few thousand years ago developed a unique culture and society. The islanders were split into about 10 tribes. Each tribe was ruled by its own chieftain, who they believed had mana, a supernatural power that could bring luck and fortune to the tribe. When a chieftain died, the tribe carved a tombstone statue called Moai so that he could continue existing. As people were convinced that building Moai statues was the key to success in all aspects of life, all available resources were spent on producing statues. They cut down trees one after another because they needed wood to transport the Moai statues. One theory claims that this eventually led to the total deforestation of Easter Island and put an end to its society. The islanders irreversibly damaged their own environment.
Thank you, Kelly. It's so inspiring. I think this case is a striking example of the first item on the 5-point framework. Can you tell us about your research, Gerald?
As for me, while I was studying about social collapse, I was more interested in what makes society sustainable.
Sounds interesting. Go ahead.
There were some places in the world where societies have been developing for thousands of years, such as Japan, Java, Tonga, and Tikopia.
Tikopia? I've never heard of it.
I thought you might say that. Tikopia is a very small and remote island in the Southwest Pacific Ocean. Now there are about 1,200 Tikopia natives, and they have a Polynesian cultural background. This island is one of the finest examples of sustainable development.
In what way?
The Polynesians arrived on the island 3,000 years ago with some domestic animals, such as pigs and dogs. At first, there were abundant birds, fish, and shellfish for food, but when the abundance faded, they started burning forests in order to grow crops.
It doesn't sound sustainable.
You're right, Kelly. Their slash-and-burn agriculture caused deforestation, which destroyed the habitat of local birds and animals. In addition, forest soil was washed off to the shore and destroyed the habitat of fish and shellfish. Then they started to breed more and more pigs in order to replace the wild animals.
The situation improved?
No, it got even worse. The general state of the island was very critical. The island was overcrowded by people with little natural food resources.
How did they find a way out of the crisis?
They decided to change their habits radically. Instead of slash-and-burn agriculture, they started to grow trees and plants. Thus, the whole island was turned into a giant garden. And a really important decision was made around 1600. They slaughtered all their pigs. They found out that it was more efficient and eco-friendly to eat the crops used to feed the pigs than to eat the animals. They also practiced birth control to stop the increasing population. This is how the Tikopian community has survived until now as a stable and peaceful society.
Friedrich Nietzsche said, "The snake which cannot cast its skin has to die." Easter Island people did not cast off their old skin, but Tikopia people did.
Exactly. So we have to put what we can do into action.
Thank you, guys. That's enough for today.